This is not easy. This is a tough job. A lot of preparation goes into it. A lot of guys working together. It takes all 11. The offensive line has done a great job. Last couple of weeks of protecting really well, giving some time. Guys made plays down the field. Had a couple good runs. Eddie did a good job on the check down, ran in for a touchdown. So, it takes 11 guys doing their job to make something like this happen.
You see single high early. Were you expecting more blitzing early?
Well, they blitzed a little bit. There was some single high, but they mixed their coverages up. We just caught them on the first one there to Jordy down the sidelines. Then they held us to a field goal, and then we did a good job putting the next three in the end zone. Defense, our special team scored, so we had 31 in the first half. Yeah, it really puts the opponent in a tough spot.
Aaron, what are your thoughts on the campaign for league MVP? What it takes to win that award, which you've already done, and just your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm not really thinking about that. We're 10 in. We're tied with the Lions now for the division lead. Kind of got ourselves back in the playoff picture with six to go. So we want to be playing the right way at this time of year. Defense is doing a good job. They scored twice tonight, but they slowed down a really good offense. And then, we got to be playing this way as we continue on. It's probably not going to be 50 points every game, but, we need to be efficient on third down. We're 8-for-13 tonight. We can be a little better in the red zone. We were 2-for-4. So, we focus on the little things, situational football, and all those individual statistics and awards kind of take care of themselves.
Aaron, you've thrown 28 straight touchdowns at home without an interception. I guess, that's the longest streak in NFL history. What's that accomplishment mean to you, especially when you guys are undefeated at home?
Well, it's about taking care of the football. We talk about that all the time with Alex and Mike and Tom. If you take care of the football, you give your team a chance to win. So that's what it's all about. It's about being efficient, being accurate, not throwing at the other team, and guys making plays for you. There's a few a game that are 50-50 balls, and it needs to be ours or nobody, and the guys do a good job of coming down with those.
Aaron, obviously, like you said, there were touchdowns scored by the defense, by special teams, but have you thought – at all, as a whole, all offense, defense, special teams, just how good right now this year's team is playing?
Yeah, we're playing really well right now. This is the kind of stretch you want to be on at this point in the season when things are starting to sort themselves out. We got a long way to go, but we're putting ourselves in position to be in the mix. And obviously, around here, it's about winning division titles, getting home playoff game, taking care of the advantage that we have here at home with the weather, with the way the weather affects the football and the footing, and we seem to do a good job in these conditions. So we need to have a home playoff game, and it starts with winning your division.
I know you don't want to have the team have peaked yet, but I mean, do you really think this is maybe not as good as the team as a whole yet? Is this maybe not all?
Well, I mean, it is about momentum. In this league, but it's also about focusing on that week. As cliche as it sounds, that's an important focus that we try and have every week. We carry momentum the way we've played at home the last few weeks, but every week is a new challenge, and we're playing a good defense next week. They're very well coached, and they have a scheme you don't see all the time. So it's going to be an interesting week of preparation, and we're going to have to get ready to go on the road and win a division game.
And Aaron, remember in the summer watching Eddie catch pass after pass from Sam Yash on the sidelines during the break? What are you thinking then? This is going to be another weapon for me. I mean, he's really come on.
Not necessarily, no. But, Eddie, he gave himself a nickname, and he catches everything in practice. And I think, he's such a big guy. He's tough to bring down. And he's good on his field, getting his cleats on the ground and running downhill. Got a little assist from Andrew on the touchdown, but he's a weapon. He's got some deceptive speed, I think, and he's been catching everything.
You said you're 10 weeks in. It seems like this year it's been a lot of the same guys for those 10 weeks. And over the last few years, you haven't really had that continuity.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of allowed you to build on something week after week in a way you might not have the last 3 or 4 years.
That's a great point. We've been able to stay pretty healthy this year. having Randall stay healthy and put up the kind of numbers he's putting up, and obviously Jordy's having a Pro Bowl season. But the offensive line, you know, being able to have some continuity there. You know, obviously we lost JC early, but to have TJ and Josh, you know, play through their injuries, and then Brian and David play so consistently well on the outside, it's given those guys a consistency we haven't had here in a while. And we've been able to avoid the major injuries so far, and hopefully that continues.
Yeah. Does it feel the same way for you? I mean, just being able to play 10 weeks in a row and kind of get into a bigger rhythm, and just rather than stopping and starting, like, you know, I mean, you only played, what, two games at the end of last year after missing however many?
One, yeah. And in the playoffs. But yeah, you know, it's about playing 16 games in this league. It's about being being available. That's how you you create some consistency, and that's how you you win football games, if you can keep your guys healthy and keep them together and start to get on the same page week after week. And that's how you get in the momentum, get this thing rolling like we are on offense right now. And thankfully, those guys will take care of their bodies. And Mike's doing a good job with the schedule.
They're all NFL teams, but the previous three home wins were against teams with losing records. When you beat a team that came in 7-2 and beat them this decisively, is that, I mean, does that say more than maybe the wins against the lesser teams, or how do you picture that?
Well, it's tough to win a game in this league. I don't care who you're playing, teams winless or undefeated or somewhere in the middle. But I told Fox in the production meeting, this was important to gauge where we're at. You know, playing against a top-tier team who's leading a division, to see how we match up against a good team like that. Because you're right, we've beaten some teams with the losing records and blown them out, and they haven't really. It's not like they're recovering and playing really well. So this was a kind of win we needed to just remind ourselves and our fans in the league that we are a good football team, and it's tough to play here.
A couple of snaps catching, other than the obvious one?
One was pretty hot. Yeah, the one was hot. I like to think I got the best hands on the team, so I wish I would have caught that one. But yeah, Corey's a strong guy. Every now and then it comes in a little hot.
You've outscored your opponents like 128-9 in the first half of the last four home games. Is it just execution? Is it game plan? Why have you guys been so successful right from the start?
Mike would probably say that we take us taking the football now has really helped with that. Again, I've always been a defer guy as a preference, but you know, we scored a field goal tonight, which was less than we'd scored, I think, the last five of the last six. I think we scored a touchdown. So starting fast has been important for us. We came right back from that, scored a touchdown, another touchdown, punt return for a touchdown, and then finished the half with a touchdown. So, you know, we've just been really efficient converting third downs, especially we had 3rd and 23. We draw them off sides, take a shot, incomplete, 3rd and 18, and hit Drew for, I think it was 24. That was a big play for us to kind of get things, continue to get things going. That situation where, as a defense, they're obviously thinking it's going to be a punt, but we can keep that thing going, and those are like little backbreakers. And when you add up a lot of those in a row, 3rd and longs, you're converting, that's when you can really really put a team away.
27-yard touchdown pass, majority in the corner.
Right.
Just describe that mentality where you can put it right in that spot and he can make that catch.
Well, we've done it a lot in practice. You know, and when we talk about the kind of throws we want to hit and the spots, Jordy is a great route runner, and he did a good job on that play of getting on top of the guy. We call it stacking his defender. And I feel like when he does that, you know, the margin of error becomes a lot wider. In that situation, it was a one high. They played a good amount of one high tonight with man coverage, expecting Carey and Fletcher to lock down outside. And like to match up with Jordy and put in a good spot, and he did the rest there.
How much time would you say, Aaron, that you might throw that in practice during that particular pass?
Maybe once or twice a week.
Are you surprised the team still trying to continue to play one high on you?
Every now and then, yeah. But you got to mix it up.
Now, you've already won a Super Bowl, and we've discussed the balance between week-to-week approach, but also keeping the big picture in mind. So how would you view the best way to approach that?
Well, we've always talked about focusing on things you can control, and that's your preparation. We hold guys to a really high expectation around here, Monday through Saturday. We expect them to be in their books. It's iPads now, so we expect them to be on their iPads and studying their plans and studying film because the stuff that we do on the field is so quick and the checks are so quick We want to make sure the guys are anticipating those things. So there's a high expectation for the way the guys prepare Monday through Saturday and Sunday. It's just doing the things that we've talked about the entire week. So we just try and focus on the little things I do, whether it's a certain check that I've been thinking about all week or just making an accurate throw. Because with our guys, we've learned over the years, if you put the ball on the proper number, those guys can make a lot of things happen.
That relaxed silence in the locker room, was that there beforehand or was that afterward?
That was a gift.
That came afterward.
Fan mail, yes. Thank you.